Our thing was to draw attention to two realities, experiences. I draw attention to the imbalance between what globalization has made economic system financing into. It spreads everywhere, it goes very fast. But we don't have a corresponding political authority to monitor a global phenomenon. So the phenomenon is global, but the governing or regulatory authority is still parochial in the sense that it's still politically limited. And that's why we say then it's probably time to ensure the common good. It's probably time to think about another global, a corresponding global authority to manage a global phenomenon.
But do you see this idea being picked up anywhere Catholic Church?
I think it's gradually coming up. I mean, initially there was a little bit of concern based on how it was presented. Some thought about it as a government, okay? And we never use the word government. We're talking about authority. Okay, that's what the encyclical, Paul VI, when he came out with this first, mentioned. It's authority. And authority can be regionally conducted. It can be a series of authorities within. For example, there can be something in the banking sector, in the insurance sector. You can be a series of authorities like that, all meant to ensure that the public good or the common good is not left out.
So rather than looking to, as you say, a bigger authority, you're actually looking to try and perhaps make the church's teaching felt within the smaller circles, as you say, of banking, insurance, financial institutions.
It can ultimately. We do not exclude the big thing either. That's why some have suggested, can the UN, for example, take up such a task? I say it can, but then it will have to be reformed because the UN has got these two levels. Whatever is dealt with in the General Assembly still has the Security Council. So if the UN is going to play that role, then there must be a certain amount of reform to have every national voice or whatever heard, every component of it heard. So in a way, we think in a way it's very logical to postulate, something like that. Working towards it is, however, not the type of thing a lot of people are thinking of. A well-governed, that becomes an imposition on anything. So the way that the thing is presented in Parchamentaries and also in our note is something that is freely, chosen, freely adhered to. So that also makes room for subsidiarity in the sense that whatever local governments can do, they'd be allowed to do that best. Okay, so it doesn't become a system which suppresses or diminishes the role of individual entities or somebody gets lost out.
But within the Catholic social teaching, you're looking very much at the emphasis on the person. And yet in banking, as we know, the emphasis is very much on the profit.
There is the need to work for profit, but there's also the big need to work for values. The gain of any enterprise is not simply profit. Values must also increasingly be presented as a gain. Okay, so that's what we're pushing for. I mean, what is profit if, at the end of the day, nobody can work with it?
Since your document came out, of course, we've seen the election of the first Latin American pope, the first pope from the South, if you like. Mm-hmm. Do you see this being reflected in the work of your council?
I think there's a lot of the particular council is, a filtrate of the church, something that comes from the church. Whatever any of our dicasteries are doing must resonate with, its own objectives and views. But in a very particular way, with the choice of name and his identification of the three areas of poverty, peace, and creation or the world, we find that he wrestles very closely with the concerns of our office. Although we don't want to appropriate him as our pope, but the resonance is something that you cannot miss. And we look forward to, getting his own particular direction that he wants us to take some of these issues. Especially reading his observation that we run a lot of schools, and it would be good if we taught in the schools also how to avoid poverty. Okay, that in our school we do not simply teach whatever, but also that enough, because this is a big concern of his.